Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
Now, Matthew chapter number 14. We'll start the reading from verse 23. If you can project it, Matthew 14, right there. Look at it. And when he had sent the multitude away, that's Jesus now, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. Yes. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. Now the disciples were, in other words, trapped. There was a contrary wind. Please pay attention. Okay? By the time we are done tonight, by the time this meeting is over, it will be clear God came. So just follow me carefully. Is that okay? I need to build you into the reality, so just follow me. I'm not teaching for long. There are many things to be activated. Now, the ship was in the midst of the sea, tossed with the waves, for the wind was contrary. Yeah, verse 25. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went up unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway, Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." Verse 29. And Peter answered him and said, "If it be thou, bid me to come." Go back to that scripture. Who is that? Alright. "If it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on water." Now, please listen. Alright. The situation that Jesus met on ground was a life-threatening situation. They were going to die. Whatever will make skillful fishermen cry was something that they probably have not faced before. I mean, if you're a fisherman, it means that you spend bulk of your time on water. True? All right. But the Bible said that this time around, the wind was contrary. That is, it is not according to the type that they know. This is a different one. They're wondering, what's going wrong? Okay, let that anchor, say we've let it down. And it's still shaking like this, it's still shaking. Okay, what about raise that banner? We've raised it. And it's still shaking like it's still shaking. But in the midst of that situation, Jesus was walking on what was their problem. Do you understand what I'm saying? Alright? He was walking on what was their own problem. And they all saw him walking on water. And the Bible said, when they saw him, they were afraid. Because the miracle was not just the fact that he was walking on water. If you have ever had to use a ship before, you understand that when there's a wind, you can't even stand. The miracle was that it looks like the wind was with an exemption. And Jesus was not to be touched. Do you understand that now? So they say, we've seen a ghost. We say, no. It's not a ghost. It is I, walking on water. If you were in that case, what will you say? It's you? We've never seen this dimension before. What's happening? What's happening? And let me tell you this. That you have a challenge doesn't mean it's common to all. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must get this as a fact. What is your problem is somebody's child's play. Don't say, you know, if God can bless me with 2 million naira now, that 2 million naira is somebody's offering. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hello, sir. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, you must understand this. Stop trying to generalize your problems. Problems are relative to the grace that confronts them. Are you following what I'm saying here?
Yes, sir.
Don't make a mountain out of it. So Peter, now think, look at this. Before I go into the issue of walking on water, one of the designations or the names that Jesus was called by, or a prophetic name, is the name Son of Man. The Son of Man has come as it is written. The Son of Man has come, alright? Son of Man. Alright, Son of Man does not really imply Son of Adam. Son of Man describes the fulfillment of the intention of God that Adam could not enter. What that means is, everything he does is a prototype of the designation of man. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
that is, Jesus did not come to this world to show you superiority complex. He came to show you you. Do you understand that now? He didn't say, walking on water. Because listen to what I'm saying. The issue is this. As the move of God got to a certain point, or the flow of knowledge of scriptures and all that, we got to a point where certain things that should be natural to man became tempting God. I don't know how to explain that. That dominion over these things now look like you'll be tempting God. But Jesus exercised that dominion. So, now, put that in perspective. If he has come to show you your design, that is, you are man. I am man. I am man in fullness and God in fullness. And I have come to show you the possibilities that are trapped in the reality of man. That Adam could not enter it because before he could grow into it, the project was ceased. Adam was an hijacked project. Growth is never by creation. Dominion is not just by, it is by growth. So if you had seen Adam on his first day on earth, he was a full bearded man, broad-chested guy, whatever his stature was. But it did not change the fact that as far as spiritual things are concerned, he needs to grow into it. And before that could happen, the project was hijacked. What I'm trying to show you is that we never saw a real man walk the earth until Jesus came. Adam is not the prototype because he didn't become. And it's like that in many families. You never see the fullness of God's investment and grace. Because they are a representation of hijacked project. Father was hijacked before he could become. Children are being hijacked. But somebody is getting out of that trend.
Yeah.
You see, you didn't say that amen like one.
Yeah.
Sometimes, maybe before the project was hijacked, somebody did ministry but didn't step into wealth. Then the next generation says that, I hate ministry, I can't marry a pastor. No! There's a devil somewhere that only insisted with the cooperation of man. that this is the part that will see the light of the day. And the fellow agreed. Well, see, listen attentively. When the Bible was describing how to deal with the devil, when Peter brought it out, warfare strategy, he said, be sober and be what? Vigilant. For the devil, your adversary, like a wounded lion, roams about, seeking whom he will what? What kind of a thief will your vigilance send away? Is a thief without weapon? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me give you an instance. One time like that, years back, we didn't know that a thief has been trying to rob my room for a while. The guy has been coming. One night, around 3 a.m., I just heard someone bang the window with frustration. Bang the window. I said, these idiots know they sleep again. He's been coming every day, and he had discovered that there's one guy in this room that if you come 2 a.m., if you come 3 a.m., you'll meet him awake. So whatever it is, I'll make a thief shout that, why you know they sleep? Then definitely it means that this is a thief that does not have a gun. How do you complain about what your vigilance would have taken care of? The only reason you lost it was because men slept. Period. That's the, see, forget about your talk. Think about what the devil stole. The devil stole it while you slept. That you were asleep. It's simple. There is no scripture in the epistle that describes the devil as one who can come face to face with one who is seated in Christ. And let me tell you this, ignorance is also a dimension of sleeping. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a dimension. When you don't know who you are in Christ. And ignorance is it's a big deal. And let me say this to you. The devil likes when you are loud and ignorant. Not only will you destroy yourself, you will destroy others. In fact, he likes when you are loud, anointed, and ignorant. Can you combine the three? Yes. What you do like that is that you pick a part of the gospel that agrees with your foundation. And you don't have issues with fire, but you have every issue with prosperity. Then you have the fire and nobody cares. And you can't even take it to the ends of the earth. Now, how many of you believe that God wants to prosper you? Oh, it's like I have some religious folks here. How many of you believe God wants to prosper you? Maybe it's for your next generation. Do you believe in prosperity? Do you believe it is God's design? Now, do you feel that you will be able to achieve more with good resources? Are you sure? Yes, are you aware that some people have died a death they should not die because there's no money? Yes, it is part of ignorance to say God has brought everything. It is ignorance. Because Anna was praying. Her conclusion was that God had restrained me from having a child. God. Because teaching is actually a warfare. It is. It is. Because we are confronting strongholds. Now, let's dig. What are the things you have concluded God is responsible for, but it's not him? Because you will never be free as long as you don't know who is responsible. Listen. When the good man sowed good seed in his field and came back and saw that tears is there, he asked, who has done this? How do you wake up now and just hear a voice telling you, you're about to enter into a wilderness phase? Okay, no problem. You have heard that. Then suddenly a terminal illness starts. And say that is the wilderness. The devil only came because you are sleeping in your consciousness. It's called ignorance. And listen, until light shines, it will defeat you with experience. And let me clarify something and make it very clear. In case you don't know, the devil is actually not your mate. Maybe the oldest person in this room should be in his 40s or 50s. It was the same devil that dealt with Abraham. The same devil that dealt with Adam over 6,000 years ago. So, what I'm trying to tell you is that the devil has gathered more experience than your age. If somebody should do something for 10 years, it is only normal that the person will be good at it. How about 1,000 years? How about 2,000? How about 5,000? How about 6,000? How about before Adam? So you are at war with a being that you have no luxury of time to match up with his capacity. So the Bible said that the way out for you is to be strong, not in yourself, in the Lord. Because that's the one who existed before him. What I'm trying to show you is that the devil can defeat you tactically, and you will have scriptures to justify the defeat. Can I say what I've said again? The devil can deal with you tactically, and you will have Bible verse. In fact, you may have in your prophecy note windows and doors for the devil to enter at will.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let me say this to you. The believer whose prophecy you should doubt is the one who doesn't know new creation realities. He will hear from Mount Sinai, and what he will hear is judgment. He will not hear from Zion. What you should hear from there is mercy. Have you seen people just go? I don't want to even go into story. Sometimes we make the mistake. People who are not being taught the word of God in a meeting. Somebody just get up. I can't be getting the word the Lord is saying. What is your doctrinal persuasion? How should we trust this thus says the Lord when you don't know thus says the Bible? How do you know that it is God speaking? Because of the texture of his voice. Yeah. See, I know the voice of God. Has God not spoken to you before through your spiritual father or through men? What is the voice of God? Scriptures. His word. That's the balance. See, you can pray to a point with... let me say this. There are many things the devil enjoy. And by the way, don't ever think your prayer intimidates him. He likes it when you can pray well without knowledge of scriptures. So that whatever nonsense you come out with, you hold it for long. And say, I was on 31 days fasting and prayer. Fantastic. I say, we have him. We have him biblically. So ignorance is a very serious thing. And what's the remedy, all right, to that? Knowledge, light. Light. That your eyes of understanding will be enlightened. Light. Say it again, I receive light.
I receive light.
Come on, say it one more time, I receive light.
I receive light.
Say it again, I receive light.
I receive light.
Say it again, I receive light.
I receive light.
Now hold on a minute. Can I have this tab, please? If, let's say, okay, let me have your note, not the note. I pick a Bible, and this fellow has been asking me, come, Pastor Abraham, and he's been asking me, say, please, I need 200,000 naira, and I have a Bible here, all right, and I put inside this a check of 1 million naira. So I said, go and read this. All right. In the material I've given him to read is a check more than what he has asked for. As long as he abandons this, he will keep asking me for what I have given already.
Awesome.
He will look at a man who opened it and find the same thing he has and say, when can I be like him? But do you have the same thing? Do you understand what I'm saying? The man who dares to open his own. Let me say this to you. There is nothing you envy in anyone that God did not configure in you. The issue is that you have not found the scroll where it is trapped. The difference between here and then is light. It's light. It will change your life overnight. Somebody has been going through this and suddenly just wake up, and it just occurred to you. Actually, this suffering is not necessary. Have you ever thought of the fact that nobody among the Israelites woke up to their consciousness to say, if this journey was to be 40 days, what can we do? At least, let's say we have used 10 years now. At least, we have 30 more days. Have you ever wondered why nobody asks? Because this is what I'm saying. And hear this very well. Problem is addicting. Can I prove it to you? Please be seated. In fact, do you know the funny thing? It is more addicting among fanatic believers. You know why? Because they want to have a result that they can claim that they paid the price for. And what is that price? I suffered. So one day, I used to have this mentality. And you see, when you have a mentality like this, then you now have someone who has the result that you said you paid the price for without paying the price. Then you now develop the elder brother syndrome. Don't mind them. It's not about doing it quick. It's about process. No. When something is an inheritance, it takes pride to work for it. I've lost you there. If I have a car for my daughter, for her to now say, I'm actually starving for 40 days because I want to pay for the car. But the car is yours. So I heard Pastor Peter Clement say that, I've never suffered before. If I have, I would have told you. He said, at the time I should have suffered, I'd found scriptures. Then it now occurred to me, what is the economic value of my suffering? But you enjoy it. Actually, you do. Because you actually admire those who suffered. Then become what they become. Then I say, yeah, that's my route. Then you tell yourself, I'm just about 7 years, all right, away from my next experience. You give yourself 7 years. Now, and I want, oh God. There's a very big lesson we need to learn here. Okay? Now, hold on a minute. Are you aware that if Jesus didn't show up, these guys were going to die?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't matter how much you know how to swim. You can't swim kilometers. Among them was a tax collector who knows nothing about water. Among them was Dr. Luke. So just few guys, maybe Peter will survive because actually, that Baba doesn't seem to send. And you'll delay the rest. Any which way. But listen. And please listen. When Jesus came, how many of them saw Jesus? Talk to me now. How many of them? Talk to me. How many of them? How many of them saw him? All! Who cared to walk on water? Okay. Hold on a minute. Israel, come. Stand here. Jesus coming, walking on water. Peter said, if it is you, tell me to come. He said, come. So let's assume we have the 12 guys. Say, maybe it is not part of our covenant inheritance to do this. It will be us tempting God. Now, first he showed up to show you your design. You didn't catch it. He told your kind, come. He walked. You still didn't get it. Hold on a minute. Let me explain how that happens in real life. You have what is in scripture that is yours. You didn't get it. He leaves someone by your side to show you that one revelation can change it. You still didn't get it.
And you are still asking, when will my life change? Listen to what I'm saying. Let me show you a difference, because there's something you need to get. When they called Jesus that Lazarus, your friend, is dead, he went there. The Bible said that he wept. He went to the tomb of Lazarus. He said, They rolled away the stone. What did he do? He didn't say comfort. He was specific. Lazarus, come. Why? If the resurrection and life says comfort, all dead will come. Listen, at that pool, Jesus did not say, Peter, come. He said, come. General invitation. Listen to what I'm saying. The reason why you don't respond to it is because it was never a quest in your heart.
Yes, sir.
Let me explain what I'm saying, because you may not understand what I'm saying. Let me explain though. God can visit Abeokuta tonight. And listen to what I'm saying. Come with a possibility. It will amaze you that many people are in need of that possibility. But you will only see it manifest in those who dare to ask. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't understand yet. Sit down for a while. I mean, I read this because it's time for you to walk on water.
Yes, sir.
And what that means is that you are going to respond to certain invitations. Let's even ask, what does it feel like to walk on water? I don't like swimming. They got me into a swimming pool for the first time last year. And when the water got, you were there. When the water got to my knees, I don't like swimming. So they said, no, Pastor, you can try. The thing is just 6 feet deep. So I kept going. I said, don't let me say we tempt the devil, because this is a swimming pool on top of a building. Two things I don't like. I don't like tall buildings. I don't like water. Two of them at the same time. What is this? Okay. How many people are here like me who doesn't like, don't like water? Whatever. But I sure know that walking on water is not the same thing as walking on land. Because you'd feel the texture of what you are walking on. So, 12 guys standing. One was audacious. Because listen, for those who are insecure, audacity looks like pride.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir!
That's why you can't share your visions before everybody. They have the same mouth to say the same thing. They have refused to say it. Now they are angry at the one who said it. Which kind of devil be that? Have you not seen that you can barely separate people's experience from their confession? Having seen that, what still closed your mouth? How can I help you? How do I help you guys? You've been observing the man, and every time the man comes and say, this is my reality, there are things you see, and at the time he's saying it, you've not seen it. Then you watch after a while, you see it manifest. Then you see more manifest. It says more, you see them manifest. Throughout the time, you see different layers manifest. Something still told you, shut your mouth. Which kind of juju be that? Are you seeing that Jesus wasn't making a mistake? Probably it could have been a beach party that night. If it be thou, bid me to come. What's the response? Come. If I look at you and I say, I have 5 men here who look up to me as a leader, and I say, follow me. How many people am I calling? Huh? All of them. Okay.
If I look at them and I say, come. How many people am I calling? All the five. What is the meaning of come? What you have seen me do. You are empowered to listen. But do you hold on a minute? Jesus did not say to Peter, now I empower you, now receive the same power to walk on water. No. He didn't say, such as I have, give I thee, walk on water. No. What did he say? Come. In this context, what's the meaning of that come? You could have, even without me being here. I just told you to do what you were equipped to do, if only you have seen it. How do I help you? Because like I'm losing you and it's giving me concerns. It's giving me concerns. Kenneth Hagin was sick. He had a heart condition. It's been down. Many people have died of similar sicknesses. Okay? And he found a portion of scriptures. And he absorbed it, read it, meditated on it. Became his reality, and trusted God for his healing without anybody laying hands. Listen to what I'm saying. Laying on of hands is a dimension for passing spiritual realities. But in essence, something can work where there's no avenue for any hands to be laid. And that, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm saying. When Jesus, that man, Jairus, when he met Jesus, he said, listen, my daughter, he said, don't bother coming, just speak a word. Speak a word. Jesus looked at him, he said, I have not found such great faith in Israel. That is for you to know that my presence is actually too much for what my word can do. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
the Bible said, Isaiah 55 verse 10, give us that scripture. Listen, I've come to activate this. You're about to step into unfamiliar zones.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You're about to step in there.
Yes, sir.
You are not going to remain on normal playing grounds.
Yes,
are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Now when Jesus said come, what happened to the wind? It suddenly was not a matter. It should have never been for those who know they could walk. It was because they were trapped. You see that for a while. Now look at it. Look at this scripture. The Bible says, as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not where? Thither, but watereth the earth. And maketh it bring forth and bud, that may give seed to the soil. Now, giving illustration that seed, the same way rain comes down, does not go back, and then you see seed, and you see bread. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Just illustration. Now, look at the aftermath. 11 now. Quickly. It says, so shall my word be. That is, my word has the same quality or the same operations like rain. Rain will never fall and you not see the signs on the ground. Beyond the wetness you see, it's also the fact that what needs to grow will grow because rain has come. Rain is a revealer that seeds have been there. Hold on a minute. Rain will not bring maize where there's no seed of maize. Rain will not bring yam where there's no seed of yam. Rain reveals the seeds that have been there. There are many impartations you have received, pronouncements you have received, their seeds. The word of God is the rain. When you receive light in that direction, it will show you that the possibility has been waiting for this water. It's been waiting. There are impartations you received and you thought the person who laid hands on you is not powerful. No. Your seed has not met with water. In fact, the Bible said that it doesn't have to meet water. It said at the scent of water. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody just, scent of water is like, this person just ate something in passing. Not the full story. But that part is relevant. Say, what did I hear? That scent enough shows you that there's something there. Hold on a minute. What are the seeds there that the rain is not, you have not accepted the rain in that direction? Remove the umbrella.
Let me tell you something now. If I pray for you and I say from today, go and take over the city, you will not. Until the day you receive light in that direction. It is that light that is like rain that will show the seed. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's what we show it. What I've come to do today, there are things there. And that's why I'm saying there's no impartation for walking on water. Just a word to let you know you were designed to. You are the one who have not. And if you die not doing it, it is your fault. Listen to what I'm saying. There is nothing you need that God is thinking about giving you. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly. So what happens is that the area you allow water is the area you will see. You may allow water in prayer life, but deny water in your health. You'll be prayerful but sick. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
this is a very serious matter. How about saying, I believe God for all the possibilities in scriptures, that I can be on fire, early established, wealthy, have long life. Strengthen in my inner man. How do we allow some part and deny some part? It's very simple. The devil will make sure he fights the area your destiny needs the most. Sit down for a while. Let me show you something. I've shown you this before. When Reuben went in to sleep with his father's wife, the father, Jacob, called him. Am I correct? Genesis 49. He called Reuben. He said, Reuben, you are my firstborn, beginning of my might, the excellency of dignity. He said, but you are unstable as water. What did he say next? You will not excel. He said, because you went into your father's wife, you will not excel. That's the cause. What's the meaning of that? You will not excel means, oh, nitayo. That is, you will not come out. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if you look at Reuben, and you were there the day Reuben was cursed, what you would expect in the next 50 years is that you will see Reuben and his descendants as old, poor men. But the manifestation of that curse was that they were dying early. Because excellence was a part of his fabrics. The only way for that curse to materialize is for him to die before it manifests. And that's why when Moses came, he said, let Reuben live. Let him not die. As long as he lives, he will excel. Listen to what I'm saying. You have it, but you don't know. And you feel, based on your theology, that some are special. And if you say they are special, they are. If you say you are not special, you are not special. Because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh Lord, we are around the ministry. We need a keyboardist. Listen. There are two ways to go about it. You can go and use the money you don't have to hire somebody. But if you know that there is a network in the spirit that MTN has not tapped into, listen to what I want to tell you now. You don't understand, because many of us don't understand the way this thing works. Let me explain. One of my mentees was, the mother was critically sick. She said, they rushed her to the hospital, ICU. She said on her knees with tears, God, prove to me my mother will survive. Pastor Lazarus claims to be a man who stays with the Holy Ghost. So he look at his sleeping with the Holy Ghost. I'm waking up. Let him call me now. She said she was not done saying that. When the phone rang, it was my call. What that means was that, because what happened that day was that I was washing clothes. The Lord said to me, call Doyin. And I picked my phone and I called Doyin. What that means was that God said call her before she thought. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
That network is stronger than MTN.
Yes.
Hold on though. If you belong to a WhatsApp group and we have 500 people on that group, if I drop a message, the expectation is that all the 500 should see it.
Yes, sir.
Talk to me. Hold on a minute. But they will not all see it.
Yes, sir.
It is those who have their data on.
Yes, sir.
That will see it. So the Bible said, be in the spirit. Activate the network. Listen to what I'm saying. There are many transactions that are flowing that you are not a part of because you don't have network. The day I knew this, listen to what I'm saying. The day I knew this a reality was the day God told me to sow a seed. So I got up in the middle of the night. And I said, God, okay, this is the seed. Show me, Lord. And let me tell you, it's not really a small money like that. It's about 2.something million. Show me, Lord, who do you want me to give to you? This years ago. Will you believe that I was there meditating and searching for over an hour? Nobody came to heart. Not because nobody has a need, but because nobody has brought that need to the realm where transactions take place. Do you understand what I'm saying? You will cry and cry. It is not still in that realm. Somebody has a money that is not going to spend. The way for the person to enter the next space is that God will speak to the person in that realm. Go and bless my servant who is also in that realm. Not the one who has gone to take loan. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's a network. So, you are in a place. Your phone, no recharge card, everything is down. Say, God, I tap into the resources of the Spirit. I want to hear from Pastor Henry right now. I have dropped a request in the Spirit. If he's in the Spirit, he will hear. MTN has not reached this technology. Beloved, your problem, do you know what your problem is? Your problem is that you have said, before I will step on water, he will have to tell me, receive the same power I have. Meanwhile, all he has come to do is to show you we are to function alike. You see, because hands have not been laid on me. I don't believe it. That is, you have said, I refuse for this seed to grow. Even by your rain, except by a hand. So we now start starting for compatibility. Which hand is compatible with your head? Oh Lord, it's boisterous here. There's so much wind, we can't survive. Get out. The landlord, they're going to send us packing. We don't know what to do. It's tight everywhere. Money is not coming from anywhere. Get out. How do you mean? How do you mean get out? I mean, there's no money coming from anywhere. Is something wrong with your mind? That there is a resources you tap into that is beyond your bank account statement. Peter was not a Nigerian. He would have said, before I will step out, Jesus, please, just stretch your hand and then lay hands on me and then even lay legs too. The one who is audacious to step out will look like the one who is graced to step out. Meanwhile, they were all graced to step out. Hold on a minute. You know, this is not the first time this is happening in the Bible. This is not the first time. In 1 Samuel 17, for 40 days, Goliath insulted the God of Israel. For 40 days. It was boisterous. Even Saul was hiding under his duvet. Then when David came, he said, I am able to go against this guy. And David said, this guy is uncircumcised Philistine. That is the loophole he saw. If he's uncircumcised, he's not under covenant. If he's not under covenant, he's not covered. It means anyone who is under covenant and understand the way it works can bring him down. So how many people were anointed to bring down Goliath? The whole of the army. The world will reward someone for doing
doing what you were designed to do also, that you failed to do, but the person is audacious to do it. Listen to what I'm saying. You will never become anything as long as fear has trapped you. And you keep saying, actually this dimension should have worked, but if so and so can lay hands on me, but the word has come. Come! That's all you need. No exegesis. Bid me to a whole walking on water, and all it will take is the word, come. A whole walking on water. A whole, like walking on water, like walking on water. My God, walking on water. My God, look at it. Walking is walking on water. As big as it is, all it will take to do it. Come. Oh, like, I want to do my master's in America. Master's in America. Yeah. Unbelievers are going and coming like his market. Listen to what I'm saying. Many of you are aware that even if certain doors are open now, you will not enter because your mind has not conceived it. There are believers who will never knock the door of many companies because they've never seen themselves there. That anything this beautiful and powerful can't be for my kind. What's your kind? So people come into ministry and there's an assumption that, let me say this to you. Those who are bold to make big statements in any city God has placed them will look like the only ones God called to that city.
Yes, sir.
What do you say? We are sharing ambies. The ambi look, you know what they call label? Label for bread. Not what call label. That's it. Ambi. Black and white. The day I anoint you, Pamwe. Get up from where you sit and say, we are taking this place. How many of you have entered the city before and said, I'm coming to buy this place? That's why if words go in that area, it will never happen to look like the word is fake, because you cannot receive what you have not conceived. It doesn't matter the impartation. So David stepped out, and the smallest thing he used was enough. See, you read your Bible and you feel David threw stone and they were so excited that they are killed. That's not what happened. Do you know that there would have, for 40 days, don't you think there would have been people there who also had a nudge that you can do it? There would have been, and they will be there saying, this could have been me. This could have been me. So a stone is all it took. A stone. So this could have been. Have you ever started before and said, this could have been me? I could have been the one, but I'm not audacious. See, you have lost too many grounds due to intimidation enough. And too many voices that tells you that you are too young to walk on water. But will you die in your boat or will you come? That's the question tonight. Listen to what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you choose. You have chosen it for yourself and your children. Do you understand what I'm saying? I want you, the scales to fall off your eyes. This is my design. The word has gone forth. This is it. I am not asking for too much if I say I want to walk on water. Listen to what I'm saying. Hold on. Do you notice in the Bible that there is no sickness Jesus confronted that he didn't heal? That's the water. To that dimension, come. He raised the dead.
Yes,
to that dimension, come. He had partners among the wives of the governors,
yes,
partnering with him. To that dimension, come. He fulfilled his ministry. He triumphed over death. To that dimension. How come, listen, in all my teaching, you only see the coming area of the walking on the waters. Other things too are waters.
Yes,
you are still in your boat.
Yes, sir.
Get out. It did a ministry that shook the entire world. To that dimension. Come. He was never caught stranded in anywhere at any point. When they could have caught him nipped to a board, he said, go and catch a fish. Open the mouth. Bring forth money from there. To that dimension. Come. Whatsoever you have seen him do. Come. That is a level.
There are things you didn't see him do because there was no technology for it. But you have seen the Peters of your days, the likes of Bishop T.D. Jakes, and they do some things to that dimension. Come. It is your fault if it exists and you can't do it. It is your fault. It is no one's fault. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen, because, listen though, after this meeting, what is going to happen is that the activation of what he has already said. That's all. Those of you who are seated, I don't understand. But you are going to pray a prayer. I tear fear off for life. Do you understand what I'm saying? I tear off timidity for life. I tear off timidity for life. I tear it. Lion roar, eagles fly, it's in you, you were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, it's in you, you were meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly. It's in me, I was meant to fly. Lion roar, eagles fly, eagles fly, eagles fly. It's in me, I was meant to fly. Amen. Amen. Look up. If you see Jesus walk on water, and you say, ah, this is because he's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How about Peter? Are there pastors in this room? Step out, all of you. Come out. I'm not laying hands. I just want to activate something. Let me ask you a question. What happens to you when you see Reverend Dr. Paul Enenche and you are seeing a 100,000 seater tent game all still having over? That's a Peter.
Yes, sir.
Walking on water.
Yes, sir.
To this dimension.
Yes, sir.
Come.
Yes, sir.
You must be audacious enough to believe that.
Yes, sir.
If it is being done,
yes, sir.
I am not an exemption.
Yes, sir.
I'm not an exemption. Never you conclude that maybe it was God's design for you to be in that boat and not step out in faith. Never you conclude. If it is done, it is possible.
Yes,
I got to Abuja. I looked at Dunamis. I said, my God. God said to me, son, if you believe, the biggest auditorium has not been built. Listen to what I'm saying. Years back, the biggest campground was in Redeem. How many was it? Maybe you can seat 5,000. That's the biggest. Then they moved to 10,000. They say that's the biggest. And later they moved to the arena. They say that's the biggest. Then he said 3 kilometer by 3 kilometer. Then the same man now said, we're actually building one the size of Ibadan. They walk on water first time, second time, third time, three times, fourth time, and you are just looking. Listen to what I'm saying. The best, and listen to what I'm saying. No? There are ministries that will emerge from this city that will make Abel Kuta a tourist site.
Yes,
listen to what I'm saying.
Yes,
listen to what I want to tell you now. In less than 10 years, the government will be forced to build their airport. Mark this word. Ministries will emerge that will bring people from the four corners of the earth. Help him, help him. They will bring, do you understand what I'm saying? It is a possibility there, but the word has gone forth. As long as you can see it, come! Can I give you a minute? I don't know what you have seen. Can I give you a minute to ask? Can I give you a minute? step out. Amen. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen.
Listen, it doesn't matter what your field is. There are Peters.
Yes, sir.
You are a musician. What's up with Nathan Ebasi? And everything he sings looks like the body of Christ can't resist it.
Yes, sir.
That's someone walking on water?
Yes,
to that dimension.
Come.
Say, but listen, I've heard Apostle's message more than 50 times. How come every message is always fresh? To that dimension.
Come.
I dare to believe that even if you wake me up from sleep, what will come out will be relevant in another 50 years.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm saying. There are dimensions that, listen to what I'm saying. Even with impartation, without consciousness, they will never work.
Yes, sir.
How many people asked Elijah for double portion?
21.
One. It will look like it was just that one he wanted to give. But that's the only person who did. He said, ask of me the hands of the head for an inheritance. Ask! But you are asking for school fees. You are asking for daily bread. He said, I've moved on. I don't know if you have been in a situation before, and instead of God talking about the situation, he's rather talking about a future that looks nothing like the problem.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It tells you that the problem only exists where you are in your mind.
Yes, sir.
I have moved on. So it means where I am, the problem didn't kill you.
Yes, sir.
You can't be depressed.
Yes,
you cannot be depressed. There are too many Peters walking on water enough for you. We should blame you for still staying in your boat. Get out! Walk on water. It's your turn. It's your turn. Those who are still doing it today were once like you.
Yes, sir.
And people doubted their vision.
Yes, sir.
They doubted their calling.
Yes, sir.
But they dared to step out. They dared to. They dared to. They believed to. There are some of you here that God has called and given some assignment, but you just won't believe because you feel it's not for my kind. You feel it's not for my kind. Oh, character. Can I give you a minute to begin to respond to that word come? In different areas. Now, hold on. Let me just tell you something. Is that okay? Let me just tell you something. Many of the things you see people do that look like they were great, especially, most of them are consciousness. I just believe, this is the way I think, that God cannot send me to a city with 3 million people. And my attendance is 300.
Yes, I
don't see how it makes sense.
Yes,
am I a bastard child of God? I don't see how it makes sense. So because in my heart, I am contending for the number in that city.
Yes,
any result look like joke.
Yes,
I don't get easily impressed.
Yes,
because I'm wondering, Bishop Oedipo said we are not surprised as to what we are seeing today. We would have been surprised if we are not seeing it. He said to them, he said, if you hear that I die, don't cry. I will wake up myself. Somebody else will hear that. Say, wow, powerful man. Come. Walk on water. Did they tie your leg?
Yes, sir.
Come is for all.
Yes, sir.
How come only few have responded? Oh, God, God is in my neighborhood. People are getting established early and he's settling them. Come. You've seen it?
Yes, sir.
Come. That's the word. But do you have the audacity to step out? What are those things you have not responded to? And you know that actually if only I've responded in faith, I would have seen it. Can I give you a minute? This is not the one you pray in tongues. This one is understanding. Mention them. I step out. I'm audacious enough to step out. Hey. 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 Respond, respond. It's a clarion call. I am not a bastard child of God. The same God is gracious to all now. There's no Greek, no Jew now. Why won't I respond? Do they have two heads? No. God is my father, yes. Is their father, yes. I respond. I respond audaciously. I respond. Amen. Amen. Oh, what has God done to these people? I see women, people like TDK, who have international touch, people like Ibukwa Wosika, and all that. The reason why you can discern it is because you were meant to respond. The reason why that dimension is a burning dimension is because it's actually yours. And listen, it's not too late. Joyce Meyer started ministry at 42. When you respond, you will discover that everything has been waiting. Now, let me speak, because I believe, I know this is Fair of Light Church, but I just sense differently that the assignment God was given for this meeting is for the city. Okay? It's for the city. And some of you will have to go to the city gate and say, Abeokuta, you belong to me. Yes. See, but our ministry is just 1 year old. That's your problem. That's your problem. Because we believe that you should come with time, not with revelation. Somebody came to meet me in Ibadan and said, I discern, it's a man of God, a very respected man of God. He said, I discern that God has given you this city. Well, there are three dimensions to God giving you a city. I'm going to tell you one. Any other day that I feel very happy, I'll tell you on that one, because there are things that we are mean. I can't just tell you everything. Do you understand what I'm saying? One of the dimensions is not just attendance. It's that the most strategic activity as touching the future of that city is being done in that ministry. And one of the ways that will be happening is the kind of meetings God has asked you to organize.
Yes, sir.
You cannot separate taking a city from the kind of meetings going on there.
Yes, sir.
It means, as far as this city is concerned, this is the refinery where God is bringing everyone that he wants to do this. You may not be retaining the attendance that respond to that meeting, but God has made your ministry the tree where they nest. With time, it will manifest. Because as I'm saying this, there's somebody that God has given an assignment, a meeting for the city, but you have not responded. Because you are saying, what about the resources? When will it come? Listen to what I'm saying. Jordan did not part until the priest stepped their feet inside.
Yes, sir.
It is those who go that resources follow. It doesn't follow those who are asking. Listen to what I'm saying. I've done projects in millions. I'm telling you. Over 100 million at once. You wonder, how do you start a project of over 100 million with 250,000 in your account? And the instruction as touching that money is go and give it out. Let me give you a final note, then I'm going to. Because if I can teach you and break you, I can see that faith has risen in your heart.
Yes,
sir. The idea of this is now you can pick what belongs to you. I don't want to be a superman that say, take it. No, no, no. You can actually pick it yourself.
Yes,
all I've come to do is to remove the veil and show you it's yours. So I'm done. Bye-bye. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Is it clear what I'm saying to you?
Yeah.
God wants it. This is the way This is what God has been trying to teach you. This is what God has been trying to teach you. He said, look at me. Let me show you from the Bible. Because it's your design. After now, I don't want to hear pem again. In your prayer room. That you are saying, God, this. After this one I'm about to show you, on his behalf I've shown you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And heaven is recording that apostle showed you. So let me show you a scripture to illustrate about Hebrews 11. Now look at this. Let me project verse 3. Look at this. Look at this. Please look at this. Hebrews 11, 3. Look at this. Are you following what I'm saying? Very soon. Is there a stadium in this place? That stadium will be engaged back to back. Because of the multitude of activities of God that will be in this city. Mark what I've said to you. It's a prophecy and over this city. There's a governor coming that will be forced to build airports. They will not say we'll have to use Lagos. Because of the activity of Jehovah in this land. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
The biggest ministry in Abeokuta are not existing yet.
Yes, sir.
When we go to Abuja, we're looking for a house. God called me, said from the office, said, look at the window, look through the window. Look through the window. He said, I will give you a city in this city. Ilelanwa, you are talking about a city. That's God. Your request is shameful. Through faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the word of God. So that which are seen were not made from the things which do appear. What that means is, this phone is something that is seen. It is not always from money that do appear. So this is the way God functions. And he's saying, I want you to understand that this is the way I function. I mean, God did everything and he's coming to say, okay, this is my Ashiri. It's not a big deal. Even Coca-Cola, you can't know their secret ingredients for years. Most powerful companies hide it so they can be on top. God said, I'm not hiding mine. It's true faith. So, if you have seen God, a moment, we can't say a day now, before Genesis 1:1, you just look like any other person. I'm in quotes now. You can't say this mighty God, the God of the whole universe. Where's the universe? The God of heaven and earth. Where's the heaven and earth? But does that change the fact that that's who he is? It doesn't. And he came. And he said, I'm going to go and create the heaven and earth. By this time tomorrow, we'll have this. You look at him. Where's your capital? Ah, he said, it's faith. And he got there. And he said, let there be. Let there be. Let there be. Let there be. Your problem is that you enter the city without money, but you are still not calling forth. That's your problem. What was the capital of God for the nobody has done any project bigger than heaven and earth now.
Yes, sir.
What is the capital? Faith. Okay, you are asking for it. Have you been on plane before and look at the size of an acre of land on the ground? It looks like nonsense, like fly. Okay, that's what you are asking for. And you are dying in the process. Listen. And that's why God, he said Abraham. Why did Abraham refer to as father of faith? Because he was that man that waited for years to get something. And God said, give me. And he gave him. Meaning that he understood that the real substance is not that thing.
Yes, sir.
The substance is God.
Yes, sir.
Listen to what I'm saying now. God knows that anything you can't release, you are not ready for. That's the pattern of faith. That's the pattern. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Give me Isaac, your only son, the one you love. Yes, Lord. Yeah. What is that? Because the blessing is an invitation to function the way God functions. No capital, plenty word. My faith is not in what is in the bank account. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
If I pick my phone and I say, give me your account number, and I take your account number and I make a transfer of 2 million naira, and your phone vibrates and you check it and a lot of 2 million, what do? You rejoice. Have you touched the money?
No.
But you rejoice. Because you know that the alert is the same thing as the money. How come revelation is not the same thing as experience? That the day God shows you in a vision, your future, you know it is set to. The way a man will know an alert is money. The problem is, having seen it, you are still sad. Because somebody, your vision is different. God can scab me in between. He can't. Has he shown you things before? Not a jot of his word will fall to the ground. Lift your hands where you stand and say, I step out.
I step out.
I take the city.
I take the city.
I take the state.
I take the state.
I take the nation.
I take the nation.
I take the continent.
I take the continent.
I take the world for Jesus. I say, but look at me. I'm just a child. Shh. You are not a child.
Yes, sir.
That destiny hanging has been there before you were formed.
Yes, sir.
Say it again. I take the city.
I take the city.
The way this thing works, it looks like it is those who are audacious that God calls.
Yes.
Are you audacious?
Yes, sir.
Start making bold moves.
Yes, sir.
Start making bold statements.
Yes, sir.
I have come to ignite this fire.
Yes, sir.
Start making bold statements. Bold moves. You say the way you even run your company self is that you guys already have billions. Bold statements.
Yes, sir.
The issue is that people don't have because there's no desire. There's no desire. Can I give you 1 more minute? I'm done. One more minute. Going forward, I make bold statements.
Blessed be the God of David, his teaching my hands to work, my fingers to fight. Blessed be the God of thee, is teaching my hands to work, my fingers.
Amen. Amen. Help me with that. God has given you the key of this city. He has given you the key of every city that you step. I was driving in Lagos. We were driving in Lagos. And I said, the auditorium that some church are struggling to build one, redeem just build like 1,000 in the city. Keep me gone. Those who are audacious to do it. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Start making bold statements. It is your destiny. God does not have a child that is better than you. You are equal.
Yes, sir.
I'm not better than you. I'm not. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you may believe that God has given the key of Abeokuta, but he has not given you the key of Lagos. Abeokuta will open, Lagos will be shut. The day you believe again, Lagos opens.
Yes, sir.
Is there anywhere your feet steps now? Anywhere?
Yes,
is it anywhere?
Yes, sir.
Anywhere?
Yes, sir.
Go to UK. UK, Mumbai, I take you.
Yes, sir.
Anywhere. You are the one who will now begin to narrow it down. To Kuto. Is there Kuto? Yes, Kuto here now. Give me one bad name. Banseke. That sounds like a name they used to beat people. Another name again. How do you even say that in prayer? Olu Amogba, you are no more sorry. Romans 8 verse 20 as I close. Romans 8:20. Can you give us that quickly? Now look at it. For creature has been was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by the reason of him who subjected the same in hope. Creation is groaning, is in pain, in hope. 21. Because creature itself shall be delivered from the body of corruption. All right. Creature itself is also shall be delivered from the body of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Mean that creation will keep getting corrupt until God's children are liberated enough to set it free. You are not going to America as a refugee. America needs your help.
Yes, sir.
Psalms 82 verse 5. If only you know. You will not cancel all your purpose just put one visa. You that will tour all the nations.
Yes, sir.
Remove all the borders from your mind now. Remove it.
Yes, sir.
UK is just a name. Psalms 82 verse 5. Psalms 82 verse 5. It is, remove the borders of nations from your mind now.
Yes, sir.
Remove it. Don't make big deal out of it. If not, you will pay. People will just conclude that it's not your dimension to be great. You understand what I'm saying? When they have observed you for a while, they said, actually, God did not, did he design some to be great and some to be small? He said, they know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. Their ignorance is affecting the earth. He said, all the foundation of the earth are out of course. Verse 6. Quickly. Verse 6. I have said, yeah, God. Selah. I have said, ye are God. If you understand what I've taught you tonight, listen to what I'm saying. You begin to get results in a dimension people wonder. What changed? Light.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Can I pray? I want to pray that this city opens up.
Yes,
sir. All right, minister, come. But let me have the pastor and his assistant, please come. Go on your knees. The rest of us who are ministers, please pray in the Holy Ghost. It's a new dimension of audacity, authority, and result by the hand of the Lord. You function with new level of audacity and authority in the spirit. New level of audacity and authority in the spirit. New level of audacity and authority in the spirit. New level of audacity and authority in the spirit. Grace! This city becomes small in your mind. It becomes small. Becomes small in your mind. Every city becomes small. Amen. Pastor Toby and Pastor Maureen, please come. I know God is sending you to this city. Is there anyone that God is sending to this city that I don't just lay hands on people, but probably you have a desire. If Apostle can pray with me, I'll be glad and all that. Join them also so I can agree with you in prayers. Thank you, Father. Make sure you are in this direction if you are here for that purpose. Thank you, Father. That's true. I even thought you have gone. You are serving in the office. Okay. Father, thank you, Jesus, for your servant. Join your hands with your wife. This city opens up.
Amen.
For you.
Amen.
Your men are in this city.
Amen.
Your resources are in this city.
Amen.
And you will not lack any.
Amen.
Your sons and daughters are in this city.
Amen.
You will not lack any. All that the Lord has planned. See, there are no dry grounds. There are only dry men. Abeokuta begins to yield in his strength.
Amen.
I call this ministry. Open up!
Amen.
Open up!
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now hear this. You step out with a new level of authority to
Amen.
Command obedience.
Amen.
Like David.
Amen.
Though young.
Amen.
But trusted with mighty men.
Amen.
It is your portion.
Amen.
Grace.
Amen.
Grace.
Amen.
Grace. This city opens in capacity and in strength. I agree with you and the work of God upon your hands.
you will not struggle a day. Before you call forth for resources, it comes. Before you call for resources, it comes. Grace! In its strength. Grace. In its strength. Your daughters are in this city, and they will come. They will come. Your daughters are in this city, rising from different places like Deborah's. Imagine in that strength. Imagine. Daughters who are functioning in all capacities, at the home front, in industries, move with the speed of the spirit, strengthened and energized, the body will not die. They are in this city, and they will come. And those who have asked, can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, they will see it. It will manifest. It will spring forth. I will cause water to come out of desert. I will make ways in wilderness. Thank you, Jesus. There is a wave of the spirit, beloved. Pay attention to the instruction of the moment. Listen, do I need to pray for you that you are coming out of debt? Anyone who is in any financial tight corner, you come out. Even in this same city, you have strategies. You make bold moves. You take audacious steps. Because you know your Father is in heaven. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Thank you for having me. Please get up, get up. Let's give them a big hand.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 2215005289 UBA.